When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Alan Bell. The AB3. On the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, we're joined now on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline by our good friend, Alan Bell, the AB3, driving the line. AB, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic, sir. How are we doing?
Good. Were you one of the fortunate ones to get in on Scottie Scheffler early? Did you have any Masters bets that you hit over the weekend?
Yeah, I did. You know, I got in on Scheffler, top 10. All right, I think we talked about it last week. It was only like plus 110 or something like that. Like, it wasn't a lot, but
it was a lock.
Yeah, man, like this guy is just ice cold. Like, he is not flashy, not doesn't say a whole lot, but he's like a robot. You're just gonna have to beat this guy because he ain't beating himself, man.
Yep, that was the whole thing. Like, that was absolutely my takeaway too. He does not emote. You know, he doesn't. He hits. He doesn't hit like spectacular shots either. Like, he hasn't had that moment yet, but it's just like, All right, he's going to get at least a par on this hole and it'll be relatively uneventful, but it's going to cash at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Like, it's like going to play golf with your dad. Like, he's not bombing it off the tee. He's not doing anything crazy. It is just fairways and greens. And you're like, my God, I there's nothing I can do. This guy doesn't make any mistakes. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just brutal. And his wife's having a kid. Like, this dude is just no pressure at all. Just, I'm fine. I'm good.
We were talking about yesterday during one of our segments. Like, if you had a four-shot lead going into 18, at the Masters, would you be able to finish it off? Would you be able to win or get to a playoff? Like, basically what you would need is an 8 or a 7 on the hole.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you combine me being bad at golf and literally anything could happen on any shot with the intense pressure of everyone. Like, I think I would probably kill someone before I would actually win with a 4-shot lead on 18.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm right there with you. Like, I was literally just about to say, like, when I'm going from 17 to 18, I'm crushing a beer. Like, I'm hammering a beer as fast as possible. And the other thing, too, is I'm not waiting on anything. I'm going right to the tee and hitting. I don't need practice shots, nothing.
No.
Like, let's just go. Because the longer you stay there and think about it, like, that's when problems start to pop up.
Yep. Too much time to think about it. I also appreciated Scotty and how the storyline with him all week was him getting back to his very, very pregnant wife. And then he got on, who's, I don't think, due for another couple weeks. So, like, there's some wiggle room here. But that was the whole thing last weekend. Like, oh, is he going to have to leave just in case, if she goes into labor? He goes home, and he takes the green jacket out to a little hole-in-the-wall bar and starts taking pictures with everybody he sees. I thought that was awesome.
Oh, it's fantastic. Like, that's what I like. And, like, you could tell that Scheffler is a dude. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he's one of the boys. He doesn't, all his buddies that, like, he has been friends with before he became the best golfer in the world, he's still boys with him. Like, they were like, dude, hurry it up, man. Let's go. We're beating the bar. You're like, all right, I'm about 18 in Augusta. Hang tight.
Yeah, I'll be back in a couple hours. Just
yeah, like, he's like, all right, hang tight, man. Hang tight, yeah.
Hey,
I like him.
I was looking at your picks log at Alan G. Bell on Twitter. You could find it, AB's picks tracker here. Basically, all I see is college baseball and the Braves. This is your absolute money zone right now, and there's a lot of units won as well.
It is, man. I think we're close to around 70, a little under 70 so far this year. And college baseball, absolutely. We get Creighton, Nebraska again. I love that we're just getting this over and over.
I love how you're fired up for Creighton, Nebraska. It's so funny to me.
I am fired up for it. And look, here's the other thing, too. Like, the Atlanta Braves, dude, like, at any moment, they can score runs. Like, at any moment. Last night, that was one of the Braves-Astros game last night was horrible. It was one of the worst baseball games I've ever seen. And then the top of the ninth, the Braves are up 2-1, and it's 6-1 immediately. Like, they play like a college baseball team. They just score runs out of nowhere, man. It's wild.
Yeah, you're gonna be like this. I'm looking at the log right now. All the MLB picks, except for it looks like you got a little Otani situation going on today. Which is nice. But all the last MLB bets are basically something involving the Braves, most of them involving Ronald Acuna. And then, like, the other 75% is just college baseball. But it's not just like, hey, I'll take Arkansas to win or something like that. Like, no, there's a very wide depth of knowledge here, college baseball. And if you're talking about Creighton, Nebraska, getting excited for it on a Tuesday night and you're interested in what's going on there, then I have no choice but to believe in your bona fides in this situation.
I appreciate it, man. Look, I think the ball's going to be flying out today. And, yeah, like, you know, with college baseball, you get the parlay money lines, man, because they get so wild, right? And the books don't release totals and run lines until, like, an hour and a half before the game. That part's annoying. But, yeah, Arkansas, look, man, they lose 2 out of 3 to Alabama this past weekend. All right? Think about this for Alabama, all right? They hosted a little game in the country in Arkansas. They win 2 out of 3. All right? Top 25 comes out this morning. Texas A&M, your brand new number one team this weekend at Alabama.
Yeah, it doesn't end.
Yeah, I'll tell you the series to watch, dude. Tennessee ranked number 4 at number 3 Kentucky this weekend. Ooh. That's gonna be a fun one, man. Tennessee leads the country in home runs with 97, I think. And then Kentucky's one of the best pitching teams in the country. He's only hitting 200 against them, so it's either gonna be 40-1 or 2-1. Like, that's what you're
going to
get out of these games.
I feel like Kentucky, they're always up there, like top 10, top 15 every year. And
yeah, they're good.
They're always a team that we're kind of watching for in the first part of June. I don't know this for sure, but I don't think they've made it to Omaha. I don't think they've been here. I can recall very few times in which they've done that. So do you like them this year?
Yeah, they're good, man. Like, they can pitch, they can hit. Like, they don't beat themselves, right? Like, that's the damn Texas A&M, you know, you have to be in Tennessee to get out there and just screw them up, right? Like, that's right. What they can do. They can also score 40 runs, right? But Kentucky is just consistent, man. Like, they're really, like, if you're into fundamental, like, old school baseball, that's Kentucky, dude. Like, they move runners around, they bunt, they steal bases, their pitching is fantastic. If you like classic old school baseball, like, that's your team, man. The Texas A&M are—they're just not going to beat themselves. You're going to have to do it because they're not going to get it.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. It doesn't look like they've ever been here, which I feel like they're in a super regional quite a bit. So that's one to watch out for this year. We have a couple things coming up. Like I've said over the last couple of weeks, we're in the sort of awkward part of the sports calendar where there's a whole bunch of weird stuff popping up, but that means opportunities for you. It starts tonight with the play-in games and then the NBA playoffs. Like, the NBA playoffs have to be probably, unless you're doing like a finals winner or kind of a longer-term finals winner, that's not even that open. Doesn't it have to be like a game-by-game thing and just kind of feel out, all right, who's at home, who's on the road? Because we have so much variance in the regular season. You don't know who's actually good. Maybe the good teams are 5s or 6 in the NBA playoffs. Like, I feel like it has to be kind of a game-by-game thing, and you watch the situation.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, like, where I like to look at is, after the play-in games, like, we get to the full series. Like, look at, series wins, right? Like, say the Nuggets, do they win in 5, do they win in 6, do they win in 7? You can often find, 5, 6, 7, all at large plus money, and you can just kind of hedge and say, all right, I'm going to bet on they win in 5 and they win in 6, right? Put the same amount on it, and you're going to guarantee a profit either way if one of those hits. So I like to look at that, and then utilize that, and then you can bet game by game. So you can either, go heavy and try to double up, or, buy yourself some insurance by betting, the underdog, right, with the points, and you can still hit all of them. Right, like, you've got options with that. Now, with the play-in games, I'm fascinated to see, like, with the totals, right? Like, a lot of them are sitting around, like, the 222 number, 223, somewhere around there. I'll say this. the Warriors-Kings game could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox, if you're looking for a prop, he might shoot 900 three-pointers. Like, literally. Like, he is going to shoot 1,000 of them, man. So I think his prop number sits at, like, over 3.5 threes made at plus money. Keep a look there, man. Like, that's something he could knock out by halftime.
Speaking of shooting 1,000 threes, we were making fun of a guy. So Delano Banton, who played at Nebraska, and he plays for the Trailblazers now. He had a game the other night where he went 0 of 15 from 3, and I admired it greatly. I thought, hell yeah, man. You had to go through about 19 checkpoints to get to 0 for 15. And then the best part was he got ejected from the game because he just – he just felt like, yeah, I'm done now. And he ejected himself from the game and left.
I respect it. Yeah. I mean, the ejection, you absolutely have to do that. And yeah, I like it too, to where it's like, okay, 0 for 15, right? Like, you know, you get to 0 for 6 and you can feel eyeballs on you from the team, the coaches. They're like, okay, man, okay. 0 for 10, it starts getting a little heavier. You start getting into around 13 or so, you notice that the ball isn't coming your way.
But if it is, it's going up.
Get ejected.
if it does come my way, it's going up. I got to make one, you know? That's how it goes.
Hey, shooters got to shoot, baby. Shooters got to shoot.
We are also into so this is about the time people are starting to look at the NFL draft now. We know who the number one pick is going to be. So there's, you know, like Caleb Williams right now is minus 10,000 to be the number one pick. So that makes no sense. But no sense to bet on anyway.
Yeah, well, the only thing that makes sense for is people who are into money laundering. That's what they're
exactly. Great point. Shout out to the Omaha mob if you're out there. You got an opportunity. But this is like the next 10 days before the draft starts. Teams will start talking themselves into things, and there will be little whispers out there of what these teams could do. Everybody's trying to play a game with each other as far as the best draft position and who they could get at what spot. This is a very, very tricky time to look at the NFL draft, I think.
Oh, yeah, this is CIA time, right? Like,
yes.
Everything's covert. We're putting out feelers. You can't trust any of the information that's getting texted to Adam Schefter, right? Like, it's all like a ruse and a game. And the funny part is that sometimes it really is, and then other times, like, it's just all smokescreen stuff. I feel like if you're betting – like, if you're looking for a positional group to bet overs, wide receiver and offensive lineman, probably going to be right there. I'll tell you the funniest thing for draft weekend to pay attention to, okay? I don't know if anybody watched Tennessee football this year. Quarterback is a guy named Joe Milton, okay? Transferred from Michigan. He could legitimately, no hyperbole, he could throw it 120 yards. It's the strongest arm I've ever seen in my life. You have no clue where it's going. None. None. You have no idea. But you know one team fell in love with him, like at the combine.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, I didn't watch Tennessee, but this guy's arm, this is a missile. And they will immediately regret drafting him.
It's the meme of the broken record player, broke but could be fun to fix.
Exactly. Like, this is the next Josh Allen. And it's like, no, it's not. This is not the next Josh Allen. Not at all. Like, he'll throw it. Like, his out routes, right, are 200 miles an hour. Like, it's out of control.
It's my type of guy. He's just got a cannon. God gave him a cannon. He's got to use it.
He's got to use it, and there is no scope on that thing.
That's amazing. All right, AB. We'll let you go, man. Great stuff as always. Talk to you soon.
I appreciate it, buddy. Have a good one, man.
Al Bell driving the line, the AB3. Looking forward to wherever Joe Milton ends up in the draft.
Is it true?
So we can throw it 200 miles an hour.
You lose it.
That's what he's asking himself every single time he throws the football. It's awesome. Yes, Caleb Williams minus 10,000 to be the first pick right now.
Not a great value play.
Jaden Daniels minus 320 to be the second overall pick. Drake May minus 150 to be the third overall pick at this point, if you're interested in that type of thing. All right, we will come back. Josh will bring you the odd news when we return on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But first, a reminder, this week's Zone deal is to the Woodcliff Restaurant, voted Omaha's best outdoor patio. That's some tough competition, too.
Yeah.
It's perfect for a romantic dinner for two or a family dinner. Enjoy all of Woodcliff's delicious food with a perfect view of Woodcliff Lake. Don't miss Thursday's weekly burger special or Friday's fish special. This week, of course, the Zone deal, two $25 gift vouchers to Woodcliff Restaurant, which is a $50 value for just $25. They are on sale Friday at 9. Get there fast. They'll go quick. 1620thezone.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.